Now, some quick takeouts on stories we're following this week. We'll start with Todd Zwillick, the Takeaways Washington correspondent. Todd, the House Majority Leader is sitting down with automakers and auto dealers today. What are they going to be talking about?
Yeah, this is a rare meeting. You know, the leadership in the House and Senate don't usually get involved in business disputes, and this is what this is. You remember the auto bailouts and the managed bankruptcies of GM and Chrysler, of course.
How could I forget?
Yeah, and one group that really got left out in the cold, among others, was the dealers. Thousands of them got closed in these bankruptcies, and the dealers want some protection and some compensation. We got a hold of House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer yesterday. Here's what he had to say about it.
Many of us feel that the dealers were treated relatively without any kind of due process or other process to determine whether or not they were the ones that should, in fact, be closed.
Now, Steny Hoyer's doing a little bit of politics here. Of course, almost every district in the nation has a dealer, and many of them are upset. They're politically powerful. The House has passed bills trying to get more compensation for dealers, but the Senate's not interested. The Obama administration isn't interested. So it seems like Steny Hoyer's trying to do his best publicly by the dealers by inviting them in. Whether he'll get anything for them out of it is another story, I guess.
Also on Capitol Hill, there's a movement to expand some presidential powers in a way. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is about Iran. Of course, tomorrow the talks in Geneva start, re-kicking those talks with Iran on its nuclear enrichment program. The United States is involved. And the relevant parties in the Senate and the House are starting to move forward with increased sanctions now to give some more teeth to the Obama administration. Chris Dodd is going to be introducing a bill today or tomorrow. He's in the Banking Committee, which interestingly has jurisdiction over this. A lot of this is about gasoline. Iran has a lot of oil production, but not a lot of refining capacity. So this makes it harder for Iran to import gasoline, makes it harder for companies that do business with the United States to send gasoline to Iran. In fact, bans it. So they're really trying to clamp down on on Iran here as the administration heads into the talks.
Okay, so Todd, I really don't want to delve into your personal life, but you went to a sold-out U2 show in Washington last night, and something kind of interesting happened. What was that?
Oh, yeah, it was interesting. This is a packed show, you know, 92,000 people at FedEx Field in Washington for U2, and it was a real kind of Washington moment. You know, most people know that Bono is involved in issues of debt relief and world hunger and African relief. He's turned into a wonk, I have to say. He shouted out everyone from Nancy Pelosi and Pat Leahy and Tom Daschle, who were apparently in attendance, to Josh Bolton and Bill Frist. He even made a reference at one point to OMB, which is the White House Office of Management and Budget. That's the budget office. Most people didn't know what he was talking about. You know, he got a little wonky like I do sometimes. Bono.
orchestral maneuvers in the bank.
A real Washington OMB. Moment, yeah.
That's great.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.